Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi, everybody.
I need a microphone. Hi there. Welcome to New Life Live. It is Steve Arterburn here, and joining me today, two powerhouses of the faith and hope and healing, Dr. Sherry Keffer. Good to see you. And Dr.
Good to
Alice
be
Benton.
Here.
Hi, guys.
Hey, it's great to have you here. I'm glad you found your mic.
I know. That is, you know, that rarely ever happens, but it did today.
I know.
And I want to welcome everybody in, and so glad you're with us. And we're going to give you some help here if you want to hear it. We're always thinking, you know, when we take somebody's call, we're always thinking, well, what are other people hearing and what are other people thinking? But if you'd like to be the person that works with us directly, please call us right now, 1-800-229-3000, 1-800-229-3000. We would love to be with you. We'd love to talk with you. Hope and pray this is going to be a good day and that this program is going to be a part of that good day for you. Now, I want to mention something right up front. We've got a, you know, Friday is the premiere of the movie Overcomer. We played some stuff yesterday, interviews about it. But if you've got some kids and they have any interest, well, even if they don't have interest in the faith, this is a great movie, an inspiring movie about sometimes how God works in some pretty amazing ways. But Overcomer, that is the movie that we've partnered with because, you know what, we have to find every way possible to communicate the truth of Jesus Christ to every generation. And movies is a wonderful way for that to happen. So, Overcomer, don't forget to go. Second thing I want to mention to you is that New Life is taking a trip in 2020. We do one every year, and it's a way for us to get to know people better and for them to know us better. And what we're going to do is we're going to take a trip. Usually we go on a boat, sometimes just by land. But we're going to go over to Europe, and we're going to start in Amsterdam, and we're going to end up in Paris. And if you want information about that New Life trip, we've never done anything like this before because we were told before you had to buy the whole boat out. We didn't have to do that. And, you know, all of the funds come from people that go, and it's a thing that we do that really we've never, maybe it happens, they don't tell us, but people don't go on these trips and they say, well, I don't want to ever talk to those people again. But it's a bonding time, and it's a time where we love to build up the support for New Life. So look at our website and find out all about that trip. And with that said, I'm going to the phones right off the bat to Carrie from Seattle, Washington, listening on KGNW. Hey there, how are you?
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I listen to your show all the time, and I know you want me to get down to the question.
Really? That's so insightful. So what?
I cannot tell you.
Yeah.
Well, what's going on? I'm always there with you. Anyway, I have one granddaughter who's 15 months old, and we have seven grown children between 30 years of age and 51, and this is the first grandchild in our family, and I love her so much. Anyway, my daughter-in-law has decided she does not want a relationship with me, and so she kind of cut off communication. So I wrote a letter.
Okay, let me interrupt you.
Okay, sorry.
I kind of got to you a little later than I thought. The music's playing. but we'll get to it, the details. But you've already laid out a pretty painful scenario where you have a granddaughter. You're not able to see her. We'll talk to you right after this. You're listening to New Life Live.
For most of my life, I've been dealing with an opiate addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. We're talking with Carrie, and a painful, painful situation that we absolutely hate hearing about, where you can't see a grandchild. So I'll just ask you right off the bat, what led, Carrie, to kind of the demise of that particular of your relationship with the granddaughter? What happened? I mean, with your daughter-in-law.
Yeah, it's actually been going on since they were dating 3 years ago, and they would never show up at family events or try to engage when other family members would get together for barbecues or anything like that. There was always excuses, so it's not new. But I made this letter. I wrote this letter using soul words. I went to Mylan and Kay's workshop a few months ago. I used soul words. I listened to your broadcast, and Sherry Keffer was talking to a lady who hadn't seen her grandchildren for 8 years. I wrote down all of that stuff. I've read Take Your Life Back and all this stuff, so I wrote a letter, and I told my son I was going to send it to her.
Well, wait a second.
A text message.
Hold on a second. If you've been that connected with, you know, all the things, surely someone has said or you have heard, this isn't a problem with your daughter-in-law. That it's a problem with your son. Have you not heard that before?
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard that?
Well, I'll tell you what.
Just stay with me for a second right there.
Sure.
Isn't it really his job to facilitate you seeing his child and not allow, unless there's something that we don't understand, but I'm not sensing that you think he has any responsibility in this. Is that right?
No, I think he's totally responsible.
Okay.
For speaking the truth in love and communicating what a loving family he has who desires to be with, to connect with them. They have no support at all from anybody other than each other taking care of our granddaughter.
So why isn't he stepping up here? And then I'll turn it over to Sherry and then Alice to help you here. But why isn't he saying, "Hey, we've got to fix this"?
You know, it's his father. His father is the same way and has pretty much supported a way of thinking his whole life, and has pretty much thrown me under the bus.
Hmm. Are you married?
Let me say,
to him, his father.
I was married to his father, and he left me for another woman, and they had a child who died 3 days after he was born.
Sad. So sad.
And my ex-husband asked if I would take my boys, our two sons, to see the baby at the funeral home because he couldn't bear to see his two boys see their baby brother dead, but they wanted to see him. Well, apparently his wife found out I was there with the boys and hasn't spoken to me since, and this is 32 years.
Okay, so that's not really connected to this situation. What's going on with your son?
He went on a vacation with them in with my ex-husband and his wife recently, and they spent the whole vacation talking about my husband and I, what horrible parents we were. Different things. So that the daughter, the daughter-in-law, was there with them. But I just have been searching the scriptures, finding what I can learn from the situation.
So, Carrie,
God is changing me.
Can I jump in? Thank you so much for giving us such a good picture here. So I'm gonna just jump in, and first off, I'm gonna say I'm very, very grieved and sad over what happened in your first marriage, and how painful that has been to lose your husband to an affair, and then to have him quickly get pregnant with somebody else, and just a lot of loss, and. My hunch with you, and I just am going on my hunch, but when you were talking about this woman, it's been 32 years, and I don't want you to feel exposed or vulnerable or whatever with what I'm going to share, but what I noticed a couple times with you already is that you will kind of laugh, this nervous laugh. And sometimes when I'm with somebody and they're talking about something really painful, I mean, I'm gutted as I'm hearing your story. And when I hear somebody kind of laugh, a nervous laugh, you know what I think that is?
What?
It's sadness that's masquerading.
Oh, yes.
Because I think there are parts of you that, because you've been so alone and so hurt by all this, that you're still in protest. You're still fighting for what you didn't get. And there is loss upon loss over what's happened to you. Things that you didn't have control over. But when we don't go to that sad place and get those thousands of tears out, we stay stuck in what's called complicated bereavement. It's complicated grief. It's layers on layers. And I think you're there.
Yeah. It's very, that in the last year and a half, my father has had a brain hemorrhage, and my father is a rageaholic, maybe alcoholic man, and I've been his caretaker out of four children because of unforgiveness from the other siblings. And so I have been very attentive to my dad.
But let me just speak into that. Let me just speak into that.
It's all overwhelming.
It is overwhelming. And if I were sitting with you today, I'd put my arms around you. And I would just want you to cry. I would take you to those deeper places. I would take you into your tears. Because I think, I think you've been judged. I think the home you grew up in with a rageaholic dad made it really scary for you to get in touch with your vulnerability. And crying is vulnerable. Crying is very tender. It's a very thing. So that's what I would encourage you to do is to meet with someone. We can get you hooked into a therapist, but someone who specializes in grief. And I may even, I recommend you go to a grief and loss group. Now, that's mm-hmm. not answering the question and the reason that you called, but if you don't deal
that's
with
okay.
your if you don't deal with your grief, my dear, you will stay mm-hmm. and fight, and you will miss everybody. They will just yeah. see you as someone who's trying to perform and do things right. And it
right.
will bring annoyances instead of comfort for you.
And Carrie, let me just yeah. step back in for a second. Who is it in your life that is supporting you right now, who's giving you any kind of comfort? Who is that?
Oh, you will be happy to know. I'm in a Bible study with 8 women that we've been together for 22 Good. Years every week.
Nice.
And I'm also in a couples group, Christian couples group every week with my husband.
Okay.
And I couldn't ask for more supportive or loving friends. Otherwise, I wouldn't be upright.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you call your son and say, I am so distressed over not being able to see my grandbaby, and mm-hmm. the people I talked to said that this really isn't a problem between me and her, it's a problem between me and you. And I'm just wondering, mm-hmm. what do I, and you said to him, what do I need to do to be able to see this child I love so much? What do you think his response would be?
It's really hard to say. He wouldn't answer messages or calls from me for the mm-hmm. last few months, but very, very occasionally. And we did meet for a couple hour talk, and our last conversation, he expressed that he feels stuck because she just basically wants to move to a different state. And he said they would come home and visit, but he said they would never stay at our house. So when I asked him why wouldn't they stay here, it boiled down to basically his wife does not want to see me at all.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I said, oh, honey, that must be so painful. You must really... He said, Mom, I don't want to move. And I said, well, you must just feel really stuck. And he said, yeah, I do. And so I cried and he held me. So I just feel like she's threatening him or something, that he feels helpless. And let us try to do this for you.
I hear what you're saying.
Okay.
I'll ask Alice, what do you think is something that she could do given all of this very, very tough reality? Even the son saying, I can't do anything. He's saying, I'm helpless here. What do you think is one, two things that she could do to make it better?
Carrie, it seems like you've already put so much into practice that you have heard and gleaned from all these wise people and wise places you go to. I have not heard, and it mm-hmm. may be because of our questioning, but I haven't heard in your call your acknowledgement of what you have done that may have pushed your daughter-in-law away from you. Now, she may be completely wrong in her perspective, but in these situations
yeah.
where you can't access a grandchild, which is heartbreaking, any defensiveness is your enemy, and any humility is your best friend in this situation, mm. even if your daughter-in-law is wrong. So to go to these women in the Bible study or couples group, people that really know you, and ask, what do you think I have done that could so offend my daughter-in-law or make her feel somehow unsafe with me or have her daughter be unsafe around me?
Yeah.
Get that from your safe
people.
They
all know.
Okay.
They are all so devastated and angry. They all want to just go up there.
Carrie, I think that veers a little bit, because it's still not about whatever imperfection of yours has played a role, because just like us, you're not perfect either. So if
I'll tell you what, they live in a Christian reform community, and she's not a Christian. My
we are Christians, and our kids went to a Christian school, whatever.
Let me help you here. Okay. One of the most difficult things in the world is trying to make something right with somebody when it's 80% their problem and it's 20% mine. Because we're responsible for our 20%. And so you have to search your soul and say, here's my 20%. And the first time you ever talk with that or communicate with them in some way to share your taking responsibility for your 20%, there's a good chance that they're going to respond with, yeah, well, you know, that's what I've been seeing, versus them go, oh, well, here's my 80%. But to me, I think what Alice is trying to get you to see is if it's 10% of the problem, you need to find that 10%, and you need to be open with son and daughter-in-law. It doesn't fix it, but it can become the beginning of a crack in that wall. When you humble down and say, I see what I have done here, and I'm hoping that I could make it right, because I want to be able to put into my granddaughter's life, I've lived for this, what do I need to do? We'll take a break, we'll come back right after this.
God pulled me out of the gutter of my life that I was living in.
I have done a lot of work over the last 40 years. This is the first time I've ever felt love.
I've had such a wonderful weekend here, and for the first time in a long time, I've felt at home.
And the Lord has set me free from my mother's story about me not being good enough.
The New Life Finding Freedom Workshop is coming to Dallas, Texas, September 20th to the 22nd.
We're going
to
talk about forgiveness and codependency. We're going to understand that family of origin, the unhealthy reactions to it. We're going to talk about the cycle of shame and surrender and developing the plan that moves us forward. There'll be 8 teaching sessions and 6 small group sessions.
To register or to learn more about the Finding Freedom Workshop, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
I am living a new life, and I believe that I have the resources and tools to continue that.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man, and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me, and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. New Life. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back, and we've been talking with Carrie. Very difficult situation. We hate these situations when a grandparent isn't able to be with that child, that grandchild that they love so much. Sherry, you want to just wrap this up here?
You know, Steve, I really, really appreciated your comment. You know, and really it's a biblical comment about trying to find the speck in our own eye. And you know how hard it is when you have that microscopic hair fuzzball in your eye and you're there in the mirror and you're trying to get it out and your eye's watering. You have people looking at it, trying to find it. When trauma happens, it can feel like that when we're trying to sort out what's the reason behind somebody moving away from us. I mean, it could be that, you know, in the midst of trauma, we have a hard time of really looking at our part because we're unconsciously defended, wanting to see our good and not see our bad because we feel so bad about the situation.
Sure.
Sometimes, I mean, in this case, we didn't have the time to go on with her. But, you know, when you lose a husband early on and you've got 2 little boys and you don't remarry quickly, one of those little boys, the oldest one, can take on a role as the big man man of the house. And sometimes he can feel enmeshed with a mom and glommed on by a mom. And and so he might push away unknowingly and then bond with another wife. And there's just all these rules of weirdness that happened when trauma happens. And so what I guess I want to say and what you said is don't give up. Keep digging. You can take that speck out. It just takes longer for some of us to sort it out.
Okay. I'm going to send her a restoration Bible because it is all about restoring what is broken, dead, or not thriving. I hope that's going to be a blessing to you, Carrie. Can't encourage you more or enough to let us find a counselor to go along with those supportive people in that great Bible study. And again, it's not hopeless. You're not helpless. Neither is your son. And I'm hoping that from this, something good could come from all of this. Our phone number, 1-800-229-3000. We're in the studio for 2 hours, so another hour and a half we'll be here. 1-800-229-3000. Let's go to Jasmine, Seattle, Washington, KGNW is the great station there. Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm fine, thank you.
What's going on in your life today? How could we help?
Okay, to give you a little bit of background, I've been married for 10 years, and my husband and I have three children together, two boys and a girl, and pretty much throughout my whole marriage, it's lacked intimacy and love. It's just gotten worse over the years.
Yes.
I don't feel any love. Like, I feel alone probably 95% of the time. I feel like he's very controlling. What I mean by that is if things don't go his way, or if I don't listen to what he says 100%, I feel like he uses that, he kind of like throws an adult fit, and if we get in an argument or something, he won't talk to me for a while. I used to go to him and apologize to him, after an argument, just so we can settle our differences. But I noticed that anytime I do, it's just, he tells me what I've done wrong, what I can do to improve things. And it's always about me and what I've done wrong, what I can do to improve things. And, so now I just don't apologize. So it's, I just let it go until he's ready to talk and get on with life and stuff. I just kind of like let it go. But,
okay.
But at this point, I don't think it's healthy for.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. So in all of this, what's the question for us that we could direct? And I got to tell you, it's a horrible, horrible way to live. And we feel for you.
Oh, it's horrible.
What's the question for us?
So I've been feeling like this for a while. I feel like I need to take a break. Because, like, mentally, it's not, it's constantly on my mind. And mentally, it's just not healthy for me. I feel like I need to either take a break.
Yeah. So what's the question we could help you with? What's the specific question for us?
Okay. My concern is for my kids. I want them to grow up in a two-parent household, but that's my concern. If they'll do better with us separating, if I should just go on with the decisions and the thoughts that I have in my head. I've asked the counselor for, different and advice. I've asked maybe two, and one tells me to pray, and it may be something to have to do with spiritual warfare, and you'll start seeing changes. But it's hard for me to pray when I feel, resentment towards my situation and resentment towards him.
Okay.
So
we're gonna try to.
My concern is about my kids.
Sure. We're gonna try to give you some help other than you guys not be married. And so hold on. We'll take this break. We'll come right back for more of New Life Live. Our phone number, 1-800-229-3000. But when we're not on the air and you've got a question, you need some help, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And we'll help you the very best that we can. So we'll take a break. And during this break, we'll pray. With two almost, they sound like impossible situations. But God is a God of miracles, and that's what we need in both.
My wife had found me out through my past and my sexual addiction since I was a small child. It really gave me the opportunity to start digging into my past, start digging into my childhood, figure out what was causing me to feel the way I was feeling. Every Man's Battle will really give you that opportunity, because all the guys there in that room are there for the exact same reason you're there. I don't want to be the reason that my kids are going to counseling. I don't want to be the reason that they begin to struggle with the same issues that I'm struggling with, and I've got to put an end to this. Yes, you can be different. God does love you. You can be forgiven for this, and there's a way out of this. But you have to acknowledge that you have to change, and that there's a problem.
If you're struggling, call us. There are people on the other end of the line who want to hear from you, who want to help you. We don't want you to hand down something to another generation that just looks like pain and destruction. You can hand down redemption, but you got to take that first step. Just give us a call. It's 1-800-639-5433. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Yeah, we're back, and we're glad you're with us here. 1-800-229-3000. That is the phone number, 1-800-229-3000. You call us, we'll try to give you whatever help. And, you know, already we've had both these calls are really, really tough situations. And I think here, your question is there an option to separation and divorce or something like that? And we sure don't want that to be the outcome here. Alice, you want to get us started here with how we can help her husband? It sounds like he's just not in the marriage.
And Jasmine, you're facing such a tough decision of what will be best for your children, but how you protect yourself from your husband's hurtful, even poisonous behavior. And it's been so hard with him that you've even had to draw back from some of the good things you were doing, acknowledging your part and apologizing. But he's so unsafe for you to even do that. As you mentioned counselors, I imagine you've requested that he join you in couples counseling. How did he respond to the request?
Oh, yeah. I've requested several times in the first year of our marriage, and he says that we don't need it. You know, he's very prideful. He says we don't need it.
Jasmine, pardon my interruption. You said you requested in the first year of marriage. Have you begun to demand it now that things are getting to a breaking point for you?
I've called one of a pastor. I called him over to our house about a year ago when without his knowledge, because he won't go. You know, he thinks we can work it out on our own, and you know, he talked to us for several hours and stuff. And I thought, okay, maybe things would change, but I don't know if he's struggling or something, but really things didn't really change, maybe for a couple of weeks, but I think that's just his personality.
Jasmine, does he know that you're does he know that you're considering separation?
No.
Okay. All right.
He doesn't.
So, I think the best for your children would be to let him know that you're in such a tough position here. You don't know the future of your relationship. And making a strong need and statement of need, we must go into counseling for the sake of our children, even though you don't think we need it. I need it, and I need you to come. If your husband doesn't know you're thinking of separating, you have some good power there, some good leverage that might possibly motivate him more than the requests you made in the past had done, more than even the pastor's visit, because a skilled counselor can help help get past some of the defenses. And some spouses do go when they know their marriage is on the edge like that. So it's true. Worth making that strong statement of need to him. And I also, I don't want you to give up on doing what you know to be good and right. So if you've made a mistake that you would normally have apologized for in the past, don't give up on that because of his toxic behavior. You may need to do it in a safer way, like in a note to him, where then he doesn't get to speak back to you right then and rake you over the coals. But I don't want you to give up on something that brings an infusion of grace to you and to your children and to your husband.
Is he in a career where he's responsible for connecting dots and numbers, and is he good at details and those kind of things? Just
yes, yeah.
So
very.
I think he has OCD.
Yeah.
I think he has OCD. You know why? Mm-hmm. Because this is how it feels to be on the other side of someone that has OCD. And the folks that I work with that are, do you know what OCD is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's a brain
obsessive compulsive disorder.
Disorder.
What you're talking
about. Compulsive disorder.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And so often it's easy to take what's happening in their brain personally because they're so oppositional. Mm-hmm. And they are fix it themselves kind of people. They don't want to spend money on therapy. It doesn't make sense to them. They're often, mm-hmm. I mean, they fix, right? They fix us and it bugs mm-hmm. us because we don't want to be fixed. We're not asking for fixing. And they struggle mm-hmm. to be more in touch with their heart at times. So as I was just listening to you, I'm thinking, I think he's got OCD. And if you all were able to see somebody that could understand that, begin to bring some awareness to it. I mean, we have Dr. Amen on the show, and he's just saintly. We love him. And, mm-hmm. you know, I learned about the brain by working side by side with him. And I think one of his books about the brain might be a really helpful tool for you. It's a part of the brain called the cingulate gyrus, and it's that part that's responsible mm-hmm. for inflexibility, defensiveness, OCD.
Mhm. Mhm. Because so I have a question. If he refuses, you know, like I said, you know, he's printed out papers.
Yeah, that's normal for
saying,
OCD.
Okay, this is what we need to read.
That's normal for OCD.
We need to read this, and yep. you know,
yep.
You know, it's always you know his own you know ideas.
He has I
to have
know
his own ideas. We have to follow that. You know, but if it's not, then. So if he refuses, then what am I left with? Because to be honest, I have to be realistic.
Well, let me help you be realistic.
Let
me help you be realistic. OCD brains need options. So what Alice was inviting you into is I'd really like to stay in this marriage because I'd love to keep our family together. But I'm losing heart. And so I've got a couple of options. Either you can think about coming into therapy with me, couples therapy, and I know that's not been something you've chosen before, or I'm at a place that I'm considering separation. Now, do you hear what I just did? I gave an option. He's got two things, mm-hmm. not just one. They need options. Because if you just come to him and say one thing, he's going to push back 100% of the time. That's what his brain's doing.
And if you add an appeal for your children, I think our kids need us to do this. Can we make this effort for the sake of our children? Sometimes that can reach a father's heart in a way we as spouses have become too disconnected from one another.
Okay, and here's one other thing I just want to add to the Dr. Amen thing. I was on the phone with one of our supporters who I would say is the smartest of all of our supporters. And he is a follower of the teaching of Dr. Amen and talked about the impact that doing some of the things that Dr. Amen has suggested, the impact on his brain. This guy is brilliant. And you know what he says, is it's going to be true. He's skeptic and he's brilliant. So I think the next thing, before you do any demands, I think you ought to do this. You ought to say, what do you think I should read to make our situation better? Mm. And then he says, I don't know. And you go, no, really, tell me. What do you think I should read? And then so then he gives it to you, and you say, okay, I'm going to read this. I'm going to send you Dr. Amen's book. And when you get it, then you're going to say to him, I'm going to read this, but if you'll read this, you're going to find some answers for you in there. And that's your best chance, I think, of getting him some new information that literally could change his mind about himself and about you. And then, if that doesn't work, then you're ready for the ultimato and saying, okay, you've got to do something. We can't continue like this. So I'm going to send you some of Dr. Amen's material, and I think it really can, for a guy that you're describing, I think it can make a huge difference. So hold on.
It's so funny. His book, Change Your Brain, Change Your Life, it's been around for, a couple decades? But I'm telling you, that thing is a recipe for understanding a brain. It's a great book.
Yeah. All right. 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. We'd love to talk to you. If you can't get through now, you can get through later. But I want to tell you, if you join Club New Life, we're going to give you the best of everything that's ever come out of this ministry. All of the great books that we've ever put together, they're there. Intimate Deception is there. The Secrets Women Keep. Healing is a Choice. Boundaries. All of this, these books that have made such a difference. Take Your Life Back to People. It's our gift. It's a library. It's our gift to you, because you join Club New Life at a mere $30. That's it, $30 a month. And your support means we're going to help more people experience transformation. More people are going to get this broadcast. Husbands and wives are going to restore the marriage that they had before. Your support transforms lives. In the hardest places, we help people find hope. We get them out of that helpless place and into something that redeems and transforms and changes. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Come join us. Be part of Club New Life. It truly changes lives. Best of the best coming your way. We'll take a break. We'll come right back for more of New Life Live. 1-800-229-3000.
I came into this thinking that my husband was the cause of many of our issues.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Columbus, Ohio, October 25th to the 27th.
But after learning about our attachment styles, I understood how our past hurts were playing into our present problems.
Join Steve Arterburn.
It's been a dream of mine for a long time to help people to grow more intimately together, and we believe that everybody has room to grow in the intimacy level of their life.
And Mylan and Kay Yurkovich.
We help couples understand how their attachment style is sabotaging their current relationship, and then we teach them how to create comfort in a relationship.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or go to newlife.com.
Here at this workshop, we had our first ever conversation without yelling, blaming, and accusing.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Last year, after every man's battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. Really glad that you're with us here today for New Life Live. Alice, I think you had a comment before we go to the next caller.
Well, I was thinking about Jasmine and about many of us who get to the point in our marriages where we may be fantasizing about separation, divorce, maybe even we despise our spouse. Yes, escape. Yes. Yeah. Because we hear about this a lot, whether it's on the radio or in our offices. And as scary as that truth is to share with other people, and especially with our spouse, sometimes it's exactly the truth that needs to be shared to break up how we've been stuck and trapped, and it can inspire and motivate our spouse to change. It's a hurtful truth, but it's not a harmful truth. And it's that remembering that reality is our friend, even when it's painful.
Hmm. Good point. And, you know, when we do finally share, now we're giving the other person an opportunity to respond in a way they haven't, knowing our desperation. But here's the thing that we need to caution against. Don't ever say you're going to do something and you're not willing to do it. Otherwise, now you have no credibility, and the person is going to listen to you or pay attention to your fears or struggles even less. So it's really important that, you know, we speak the truth. I'm not just considering it, but I just don't think you're giving me any other option. Let's talk about it. That's the way to do it. All right. Let's go to Mercedes from Victorville, California. And Mercedes is, she listens on our app, the New Life app. Mercedes, I don't have a lot of time, but I did want to get to your call. How could we help you today?
Hi, yes. I just want to know how to go about a relationship with a family member. I take care of my mom, and honestly, I've been taking care of her since I was 13 years old. I had to drop out of school, help provide for our family, which was myself, her, and my brother. As children, like, we were exposed to a lot of sexual sin, and unfortunately, I'm not proud to say this. It's very embarrassing and shameful, but I've been living with this for years, and I want to know. We basically, like, mimicked, I think, out of kids are curious and what they're exposed to, you mimic what you see. And so, like, willingly we acted on stuff that we've seen. But it wasn't, I mean, it was bad, but it wasn't, you know, it could have been worse. All that to say, we were exposed to a lot of alcohol abuse by my dad. He was in and out of our lives. We grew up very poor, a lot of struggles. And I've always felt responsible to take care of my mom and my brother. Mm-hmm. And here I am, 34 now. My brother has chosen to live a life just like my dad. 7 kids, abandoned a family, etc. And he's addicted to drugs and alcohol. Now, mom, I think out of guilt, feels that it's her fault. And so she just basically enables him and allows him to come in and out of her home. Because of that, I don't like to go over there. My brother, I love my brother, but he's a trigger for me. A lot of anger stirs up. Right. a lot of
frustration. So what's the question for us then? We hear you, and it's not good.
Okay, so the question is, is it wrong for me to disconnect and set up those boundaries because I'm being looked at as a bad person and I feel like is it okay for me to say, you know what, Mom, I'm done. I'm tired of taking care of you. I'm tired of feeling this burden, but if I don't take care of her, her life's going to fall apart because she's still the same person that she was when I was a child. And okay. I want to know, do I have that freedom to say no more?
You won't heal until you do, Mercedes. That's how much in bondage you are to this. There's a term for what you had to do. It's called the parentified child. You had to become a parent at 13, my dear. And my heart breaks for you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? You need to fire yourself from being a mommy. You're not.
Yeah.
But you're not probably going to be able to do that cold turkey without some people around you. So like Al-Anon would be a really good place for you. CODA, C-O-D-A, which is codependent recovery, would be a really good 12 step for you. These are people just like you that were made adult child of alcoholics. ACA.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
You'd probably really dig ACA because it's folks just like you that have been put in this dilemma, but that have to take their life back, which is the book we're going to send you. It's possible.
Okay. I'm going to send you a life recovery Bible. I think that's going to be great, along with Take Your Life Back. And I'm so sorry for what you've had to go through. It's absolutely horrific. And I think if you could connect with one of these groups that Dr. Keffer's talking about, I really believe you're going to find a camaraderie there that's going to give you some strength and hope and some courage. And I'm really glad you called us because you really do. You're entitled to a different world than you've been living. And I'm so grateful, and we're going to all be praying for you.
Hey, Steve, well, when's our next Finding Freedom workshop? It would be perfect for her.
It's coming up, and the exact date just happens to be September the 20th, and it's in Dallas. I would love for her to come.
Yep.
And, you know, there's always, in anything we talk about here, there's always scholarship money at some level. You just call us. We don't want money to stand in the way of you getting the help that you need. And, you know, some people will go through life saying that they're free in Christ, but being bound to a past that they didn't create, and shame that they didn't generate. Somebody else did, and they've worn it all their life. We want you to be free from that, and that's why we did Finding Freedom. The next workshop that comes up is Every Man's Battle. That's September the 13th. Then we do Finding Freedom in Dallas on the 20th. And then our 12 Steps to Happier is October the 5th. In Irvine, Intimacy and Marriage is October the 25th. Now, there are a couple of things that just have to be dealt with. Sexual integrity is one of them. And within 48 hours, your problem and the problem that you've inflicted on other people can be dealt with. We have a way, and there are thousands of men who have found freedom. And then the other thing is this marriage conference that is miraculous in the result. People literally look at how they love and they never love the same again. So I'm going to hope and pray that you'll go online, look at that, and then anything you're struggling with, obsessive, compulsive, depression, anxiety, that's our Finding Freedom. We have something for you if you'll just take a risk and come and join us. You'll never regret it. It's pretty exciting. 1-800-NEW-LIFE is the number. If you want to join us on this next program we're going to do, hang on the line if you're on, or you could call us at 1-800-229-3000. That's our phone number, 1-800-229-3000. Now, I know that in the midst of all of this, everybody knows that we've got two things that God wants us to do. Love Him and love others well. You don't need to have an addiction to be able to say, you know what, something has gotten in the way of me loving God well, living for God well, or loving other people well. If that's the case, let us help you get that out of the way. Loving well. How's it going? If it's not going too well, we've got a counselor, we've got a resource, a book, or we've got a workshop. Thank you, Dr. Sherry Keffer. Thank you, Dr. Alice Benton. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if we can help you or you can help us. We'll see you next time right here on New Life Live.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.